I live in a small, close-knit community. Recently, my sister-in-law told me that her nephew by marriage has been molesting and raping her teenage daughter as well as other girls. She had approached their community rabbi who said that he would take care of the issue. However, unfortunately, he has chosen to brush it under the carpet, and being an extremely influential character, he has unfortunately even bullied the victim's family into silence. Understanding the severity of the nature of this crime and the obvious effects not only on the victims but to their families and future generations, would you say that provided the evidence is there, she should be reporting this to the police? What is the Torah stance on this? Daniel from New York. The Gedolim have spoken specifically that if one, there is reason, good reason to believe that this is true, and an objective halachic authority should be consulted first to hear the evidence and to also hear the other side, and to weigh out the evidence, and there is a definite danger if the evidence is true to anyone, then the police should be contacted. In situations where there is absolutely no danger, we're talking about something that happened in the past and there is no imminent danger now, then there is reason why not to go to the police for past things. In certain situations, that also does not apply. Each situation is to be judged on its own merits, with taking in consideration what means and what is being done to see to it that the danger doesn't exist. If the people are seeking help and therapy or whatever it may be, each situation is unique to itself. There are definitely situations where one is not only permitted but must go to the police, and there are situations where one is prohibited from going to the police. We're dealing with the lives of both the victims and the people who are supposedly the perpetrators. Many times, unfortunately, the perpetrators are not really perpetrators, and the evidence is not factual. And there you're destroying this person's life by accusing him of something that he had no connection to. And on the other hand, we're dealing with the lives of victims that are bona fide victims. And then you have to be sensitive for sure to those lives too. So there has to be a healthy balance before one takes methods that could destroy either of these people, to make sure that what they are doing is both halachically and reasonably sound.